clarification on this, this precise point. You make a distinction, as Buttermore said, you concede between ideology and non-ideology, and you're now making a distinction, or you have repeatedly made a distinction between the imaginary and the non-imaginary, non-imaginary being implicitly reality or true.
No, no. Well, no, it is not so simple. If I could crisscross the things, imaginary is false, and non-imaginary is true, it would be nice.
But all right, well, are you saying that these two distinctions, because in your present presentation, you've made it almost look as if the imaginary is the ideological and the non-imaginary is the non-ideological. Is this not correct? No.
And I'm not like that.
You seem to argue this way, but no, all right.
No. Well, if I have given the impression, it is my fault. If I have given the impression that I could make, I would say, coincide, you know, to have imaginary, non-imaginary, and true, false and true.
No. Between the ideological and the non-ideological, and the imaginary and the
At this point, I'm afraid we really ought to move on to the next part of the session, and I'll call on Keith Hopkins to make his comments.
Mr. Chair.